This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A total solar eclipse will pass much of North America in April, and Delta Airlines has scheduled a flight from Austin, Texas to Detroit, Michigan on April 8th that is timed to spend as much time as possible directly within the path of totality. The flight will depart Austin at 12:15 Central Time and land in Detroit at 4:20 p.m. Eastern Time. The flight route is designed specifically to mimic the path of the total solar eclipse. Delta selected an A220-300 plane specifically for the trip because of the aircraft's extra-large windows to offer passengers better views of the solar eclipse. Passengers will fly in near darkness in the middle of the day for most of the flight. A total solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, blocking most of the light of the sun from reaching the ground in the shadow of the eclipse and making for a spectacular view of the coronal glow. April's total solar eclipse will pass over Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. It crosses the U.S.-Mexico border in southwest Texas around 12:30 p.m. Central Time and traverses diagonally northeast, reaching the U.S.-Canada border at the top of Ohio around 3:15 p.m. Eastern, then skimming along the northern edge of New England. NASA has detailed information on the April solar eclipse at science.nasa.gov/eclipses. A long-distance passenger train route through southern Montana has garnered another nod from the federal government. The North Coast Hiawatha Route is a Chicago to Seattle passenger rail route that passes through some of Montana's most populous counties and has been included in a list of 15 long-distance routes tapped for restoration by the federal government. This marks the second time that federal regulators have spotlighted the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority's efforts to bring additional passenger train service to Montana. The Federal Railroad Administration is giving more details on where the North Coast Hiawatha service might stop if Amtrak ultimately restores the route, landing on service through Helena rather than Butte. The North Coast Hiawatha route stopped service in 1979. The Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority was formed in 2020 under an obscure century-old piece of Montana law to advocate for expanded passenger rail service through southern Montana. The North Coast Hiawatha route's prioritization by the Federal Railroad Administration is a very strong signal that federal authorities are invested in the restoration of the route. Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority Vice Chair Jason Stewart said the North Coast Hiawatha route was one of the strongest candidates for restored service because it stands to benefit sparsely populated communities with few options to connect with hospitals, colleges, urban centers, and veteran services beyond getting in a car and driving hundreds of miles. In terms of connecting rural disadvantaged communities and tribal communities, it shows the best performance metrics of any of the routes in achieving those goals, Stewart said. This is going to be such an enormous boost for rural communities to have this service restored. The North Coast Hiawatha route also was the only one identified in the federal long-distance study that came with $500,000 of initial funding for logistical, financial, and ridership details required to restore the route. Ireland could become the first country in the European Union to enshrine the rights of nature into its national constitution. The Joint Committee on Environment and Climate Action has recommended that the government advance a referendum on protecting biodiversity. The move would see nature bestowed with rights comparable to those of people. The prospect for protections for nature came in response to a report from the Irish Citizens Assembly on biodiversity loss and the increase in popularity of a movement called the Rights of Nature, which seeks to have elements of nature recognized as entities with rights to exist and flourish, to be restored, regenerated, and respected. The Irish constitutional protection also would recognize the right of any person or organization to defend, protect, and enforce those rights on behalf of nature. The idea has gained a foothold elsewhere in the world. New Zealand has granted legal personhood to the Whanganui River, and countries in South America have made similar declarations for enshrining the rights of nature in laws and constitutions. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.